was sunny today, a few days past the vernal equinox. I was back in the woods, splitting trees into firewood, what once upon a time was considered sustainable forestry. Now burning wood is considered about as ecologically correct as using shale oil in Chinese factories, or soft coal in Wisconsin power plants, or Saudi oil in my pickup truck. Energy. I wish we had solar panels on my shack roof, wind turbines powering the well pump, battery power in my truck. I wish I weren't cutting my trees to keep warm, even those alders that are old and dying soon, no matter what I burn for fuel. I wish nuclear power plants didn't blow up and contaminate half the Pacific, and we could dump radioactive waste in a deep hole in the Earth's core. About everything we do seems like is denuding the countryside, scarring the mountainsides, polluting the skies, acidifying the oceans, and killing the planet. Paper or plastic? Give me a break. I got friends and neighbors recycling, buying Priuses, moving into the city, and using mass transit, downsizing, desperately trying to be good stewards of the Earth. Me, I decided long ago it seemed sort of hopeless. So I got a vasectomy at 21 and figured a kid or two less would be a hell of a lot more efficient way to reduce waste and consumption than recycling my bottles and papers, cans and plastic containers. And no, I didn't get a tax deduction for it. In fact, my friends got one for having kids. Don't ask me, I didn't make the world. And my progeny won't have to pay the piper. I know, without the children our species dies out. Procreative urge, breed or go extinct. But I figure we don't all have to make babies, even if it goes against the genetic imperative. And I also know we won't be rewarded, we won't be thanked, we won't really be accepted. Okay by me. Just don't think I'll high-five you for recycling or making the right choice at the grocery checkout line when you bring your own cloth bag, or you buy a car that gets an extra 5 miles per gallon. Your three kids pretty much cancel that out.